Hello and welcome to the Real Short Box. You guys, this might be our most special episode because the Real Short Box. Oh, I'm Jarrett.
My name is Dr. Kevin.
I'm Donald.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got really excited because we just had a sneak peek of the Justice League film. It was literally us and like a handful of people. They did a couple other websites and let them
be blessed with the honor.
Yeah, other podcast websites.
What a blessing it was, especially for all three of us to get in to see it.
Yeah, so we just saw it. We're going to give you a full spoiler-filled review of it.
Be aware. Be prepared.
So if you don't want to hear the spoilers, please, honestly, don't listen to this episode because we have to go fully into this one.
It's too dangerous. It's too dangerous not to give spoilers.
Yeah. I think. You have to know what's going on. Once you see it, there's no way you're not going to want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So we're going to go on. Mm-hmm. Kevin, what did you think about the opening?
I thought the opening was spectacular.
Well, I mean, okay. So we start out on a farm in Kansas.
Which is kind of like, oh, are we in a Superman film or what?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they had a follow-up to Batman vs. Superman. They had to give you a little taste of what happened at the end of the movie. Got to go back to that scene.
Right. Right, but like the fact that we're teased Darkseid so quick into the film was surprising. The fact that his boot is standing on top of Kal-El's grave.
Right.
It's
powerful.
Very powerful.
Which you didn't think they were going to go right into, but they flat out introduced Darkseid first 5 minutes of the film.
Mm-hmm.
This is what shows you, I believe maybe Joss Whedon may have had a part of that to help enhance Zack Snyder's skills,
mm-hmm.
you know, added to it.
Well, I don't think so much that Joss had a big say in this part, because it didn't have the comedy, it didn't have the heart. It was all kind of like, I mean, when Batman shows up in that giant suit, and you know, and it's the same suit from Batman versus Superman,
which I thought was pretty fucking obnoxious.
I mean, granted, this one's kind of a different take on it. It's more hardened, kind of a crystal looking suit.
Yeah.
It's almost clear, and you can see Batman in it operating it, and he apparently got a signal whenever somebody's near Superman's grave.
Yeah.
And that,
this, you know. The one part that bothered me, though, is it was like, so you come from the Batman versus Superman thing where you don't know, you know, like, they're fighting, but then the fucking Martha thing or whatever.
Yeah.
But it immediately as, so Darkseid's gone now, that was supposed to be like, I don't know, some kind of past shit.
Yeah.
So Batman's there, and he goes to the grave, and he looks at it, and there's this, like, almost, like, huge hold on Ben Affleck's face. And then they literally did the single tear going down.
Yeah, that was...
I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's what it started out, like, to me, it was like, oh, no.
Yeah, and then I swear to God, I thought you heard, like, I think under his breath, Ben Affleck was like, Martha. Like, Martha. Like, he says Martha.
Yeah.
And then, like, zip lines out, like, back to his, the Batwing.
But it had a... But, you know, it would be set for a later payoff, as we know.
Well, it teased that part, because, let's be honest, there is a big spoiler, and it's a super one.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, that's your guy, Superman. Obviously, Superman comes back.
Yes.
Yeah, which we all knew was going to happen.
And of course, he wore the black costume.
Yeah.
Right, and that's where that robotic thing comes into play. Then that Batman's wearing. It's more. It's a larger version of what they had. It was weird. It's a larger version of what they had in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Batman must have tricked it out. I don't know. They do a lot of past and present kind of back and forth.
Yeah, they do. They do the dream sequence shit a lot again. Like, they did one where you see Bruce Wayne, like, seeing his parents get killed in front of him. But then he has this weird thing where he sees Superman's mom, too. And I was like, what the... Like, why the fuck... why would he see Superman's mom? Like, they really, like... I think they say Martha like 50 times in the first
ten minutes
of the film.
I think it was the fact that when they did the trailer and Tony Stark was boning, or they alluded to him boning Aunt May.
Right.
I think they're alluding Bruce Wayne boning Ma Kent.
Yeah.
And that's kind of creepy.
That's very creepy.
But if you think about it, she was younger, you know, it's Diane Lane and she was younger looking and all that.
Right.
So then they jump right into, they start trying to introduce the Justice League members. They have the Flash in that one thing with Captain Cold and Mirror Master, which I thought was cool.
But it's not the Mirror Master we all hoped and dreamed for.
No, he's got, like, he was a, I don't know what the proper nomenclature is, little person? He wasn't a midget, but he was a little person.
Kind of like Puck.
Yeah, Puck in a Mirror Master. So think of Puck from Alpha Flight in a Mirror Master costume, and then doing all his, like, it was all, like, reflection shit. Like, you know when you, like, hold, like, a magnifying glass and you can, like, burn, like, an ant? Like, mm-hmm. that thing?
Yeah.
He would do a bunch of stuff like that. And it was, like to burn the Flash's, like, heels. It was fucking stupid. And then, so the Flash takes him out real quick. The Captain Cold guy was cool.
Yeah. But... Well, he was way better than the TV version.
Yeah, he didn't. He wasn't like, what do you do if you're Captain Cold? No, he was just a normal guy with a cold gun.
And but he they was really, cool. I think they upped the ante when like the Flash just, he put his fist through his chest.
Yeah, I still am not sure what the DCU is doing with this whole violence, not like, you know, Batman killing people, Flash kills Captain Cold. They're kind of like ruining, like they're killing off their like, rogues, because they're just kind of going straight through.
But they have a history of doing that. DC in general with movies, like if you Zod, think about it, yeah, yeah Zod, the even Joker with Nicholson, and Two-Face with the Batman one.
Mm-hmm. Well, both Batman movies they kill off Two-Face.
Yeah, so that's true.
They
so
hate Two-Face.
It's just a tradition apparently for DC movies to just kill off their characters instead of like. Reusing them or recycling, you know. It's just
so here's
sense.
Where the weirdest thing comes. So then they do a quick thing with Cyborg, and
in the mother box.
But then they do a quick thing where it's like all of a sudden the Justice League is together, which I was like, you're just jumping to like they're a team. Like it was kind of weird. And this is where you can see the Whedon stuff. They did that joke with Flash teabagging Cyborg.
Yeah, yeah.
That was so random. Like I was like. So they cut to, like, the jail watchtower, and Cyborg's lifting weights, and obviously he can lift more weights because he's Cyborg now. And
what about the Aquaman, like, out-drinking everybody at that bar?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They did a... Yeah, that's right. That's when they introduced Aquaman. He was at a bar, and he was like, I can out-drink all of you. And they're like, oh, you can't... And they literally have, like, a 10-minute scene of Aquaman... It was, like, Until
Wonder Woman
shows up and she's like, I'll outdrink all of you.
And that's only because that part that we see in the trailer where Bruce Wayne comes in there and he's trying to recruit him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I won't fight for you.
Right.
He's like, I won't fight for any of you. None of you can even outdrink me. None of you are man enough. And then that's when like the door
the
swings
Wonder
open.
Wonder Woman's man enough.
And Wonder Woman's like,
yeah,
you know, I'm man enough. Yeah. And he's like, well, he's like thunderstruck. You could see it. And that's another Whedon kind of thing where you see this kind of...
Mm-hmm.
There's a big banter between Wonder Woman and Aquaman that takes place all throughout the movie.
Mm.
And I think that's where you find your little gems, your pieces of gold there. But that banter was just phenomenal.
But back to the obvious like Whedon stuff. So like they literally have Cyborg lift, like bench pressing weights.
Mm-hmm.
And he's bench pressing more weights and he's like, Flash, put more on. And, you know, Flash can move really quick. He's like, move, put more on. And it literally comes to the point where you can't put any more weight on the bar.
Yeah.
And
he's like, what's that
and
taste?
And then he's like, I got one more for you. And you see Flash was like codpiece over Cyborg. And he's like, teabag for you. And he's like, shut, like, get out of here. Like, it's funny, but I was like, did they just do a teabag joke in the Justice League film? Like, it was hilarious. Yeah. I'm just guessing that's a Whedon joke.
But now, let's not forget the little Green Lantern tease.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Well, they finally gave us who everybody thought was going to get cast, Armie Hammer, right?
Right, yeah.
He's the Green... spoilers, he's the Green Lantern.
Right, and I wish they'd done more with him instead of just like a post-credit thing.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. It was a post-credit thing. Armie Hammer is Green Lantern. Spoilers.
You gotta wait clear to the end, guys.
Yeah, later. You gotta wait till the end, and it's like, it's not even like after the credits. It's
Yeah, it was so cool because the credits started to turn like almost kind of a green, and they melted.
Yeah,
is what it looked like. It looked like the real melted.
Yeah, and then it forms into the symbol of the Green Lantern Corps, the ring, and
sets up the Green Lantern Corps movie
and then
coming
it sends,
later.
Well, yeah, and Armie Hammer's like, it shows the ring shining. Pans out to him and he's just like literally like smirking at the camera because it's literally I think mm-hmm. I think that's like the whole like yeah, you knew it was gonna be me, you guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has Kilowog come up and be like, yeah, Poozer, let's, like, you know, get cracking, you know, start training. And then it goes, it shows them almost like a Rocky ending with, like, him and Apollo, like, about to clash. And then it ends.
Yep, yep.
But prior to that, the dark side stuff. All the Apocalypse stuff is fucking awesome.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is where Snyder really hones his craft.
Yeah.
I mean, he came from the music video world, so he knows how to paint a pretty picture.
Yes, he does.
And he certainly does with Apocalypse.
And I'm not a... I've said it before. I'm not a fan of Snyder because I think he just uses green screen too much and there's not enough soul in his stuff, but the fact that Apocalypse isn't a real place and he really... like, digitally or whatever, creates it. It's really cool.
It does. It looks yeah. so real.
The Parademons look so... way better. Yeah. They kind of they showed Desaad, Kalibak. They kind of I think you see the female Furies in the background at
they
one part.
They tease Orion yeah. with his helmet sitting there.
Yeah, they tease Orion, and I'm almost positive we're gonna get Mr. Miracle in one of these. They show Big Barda for sure. Like Big Barda's like.
You sure that was her?
Well, because they teased the female Furies, remember?
Right.
And you see Big Barda as part of the female Furies, which he was originally. So I'm guessing that they're going to do like a... I don't know if it's going to be the sequel to Justice League.
Like a spinoff? Or do you think they're going to put them in
the... I think it'll be like a sequel.
They'll probably put them in the next movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and then maybe spin them off. Because yeah. they didn't get... I mean, if there's not enough screen time for them.
Yeah. No. I think Mr. Miracle is going to be like the shining star. Like, he's going to be like... the one you never thought was going to be big, but I think he's going to be big. Like yeah. I think they're going to introduce him like hardcore.
Let's talk about the villain, the dark horse in the group of this. And they actually, I'm really surprised at how many characters they tease in the Justice League movie. Like if you look really carefully, you will see there's a flashback and there's a scene in a New York and there's a park bench and the park bench is literally red with white and some like flesh color, and you know that park bench is Plastic Man.
Oh yeah.
That was a hell of a tease.
I know, right? It just snuck it
no,
right
but
in.
But remember when they were about to cut to Apocalypse, and you saw his head pop out for a split second. He was like, "What?" Like, was for 110% of Plastic Man. Yeah,
I'm yeah, like, but you had to catch it fast. If you weren't paying attention, you weren't going to see it because the action wasn't taking place right there.
Yeah,
it was taking place off to the right hand side of the screen, and he's more over towards the left, the bench. It just like kind of walked past it, really.
And did you hear the reference when Darkseid was like, "There's nobody who could like defeat me, let alone your team. Maybe you, Superman." And Superman was like, "He's like, there's another." A mighty mortal, Captain Marvel. Remember, he mentions Captain Marvel.
Yes.
So that was obviously a tease for Shazam.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. And they're bringing, you know, Black Adam into there, and all that's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, because we're going to be probably setting up what they're going to be is the what is it, the Doom, Legion of Doom?
Legion of Doom.
Yeah, they're going to... That could be the next one, potentially.
Now, what about New Genesis?
They didn't show it that much, though. It wasn't like...
No, they just showed it as the opposite of Apocalypse. That's
yeah,
it.
They had Highfather kind of be like...
Well, yeah, they just showed him in, like briefly. Odin. Is that like they're showing this when they're old showing bearded dude with a staff? Like,
well, because they do that thing where they show the history of New Genesis and Apocalypse.
It's just very brief, guys. So don't get too excited about New Genesis.
New Genesis is barely on it. It's basically, I would say, 80% Apocalypse. I don't know. I guess. I mean, what did you like it?
Did you like Steppenwolf as the villain?
Did I? You know, I mean...
Well,
DC
was such a ruse because obviously Darkseid was the main villain.
Right. DC has such a history now of doing that with these characters.
Yeah.
They'll tease one person, and then the main person appears, and then there's this big, huge fight.
Yeah, but Steppenwolf being like the lead... something of the lead villain, the cool thing with him is... That's a good actor. You know, he played Mance Rayder on Game of Thrones. He played Julius Caesar on Rome. I like the guy. He's a good actor.
Yeah, no, he's a great actor.
Cool, but you know what it reminded me of?
Who?
Iron Man 3. Like, Ben Kingsley is the Mandarin.
Oh,
he's going to be the big villain. I got did that in the trailer.
But the comic nerds...
Nope.
The comic nerds understood what the deal was. It's just the average person may not have understood that.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Fucking average people.
I think that's the whole next tease for a Flashpoint.
Right.
And that, I think when Captain Cold was killed, that kind of, for me, that's when I was like, oh no, fuck this movie. But then they kind of teased that he had to fix some things. Barry needed to fix some things, and he went back in time
right.
to do it, because a few of our favorite characters in this movie do die.
Yeah.
There are some big deaths.
Well, Wonder Woman... Oh, no, we are spoiled.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman dies, and...
I think you cried when that happened, didn't you?
It was crazy. Yeah. Cyborg gets pulled apart.
Cyborg gets pulled apart. Cyborg's pretty much... They alluded that he was dead.
Yeah, but you don't really see it.
Yeah. So everything's going chaotic on Apocalypse, and Flash is like, I could reverse this. I could fix this.
Yeah.
Because he probably felt bad for teabagging Cyborg before. Could so, be. He does the Flash, I'm going to go back in time shit and fix it, and obviously fucks it up. And it shows him going back, and it's pretty much going... I don't know if it's for the Flash movie's going to be in Flashpoint, or... I mean, I don't think it'll be the Justice League. I think the Justice League will be its own thing.
Yeah, I think they're teasing the Flashpoint movie, because he goes back in time, and then suddenly... these characters reappear mm-hmm. and they're fine, and that's what helps turn the tide.
Yeah.
But I think the ramifications of what he does is going to be seen in the Flash movie right. that we get. And I think that's where they're going to bring in Flashpoint. And I think it's because they made such a multi-picture deal with these guys. They learned from Marvel, and they made such a multi-picture deal, specifically with Aquaman being, what's his face, Momoa?
Jason Momoa.
And Gal,
sorry, Wonder Woman. We do have to mention that they do... Aquaman loses his hand, and they do give him the hook hand, as if you're a Justice League, like an old JLA fan.
That's true.
They give him the hook hand.
But it's like a...
In this, which I thought they would have given him in
it's
Aquaman.
It's an Apocalypse kind of hook hand. It's not really even like a fisherman's hook. It's more like a New Genesis Apocalypse kind of technology.
Well, Apocalypse uses his, what is it, the Omega Beams to zap off Aquaman's hand.
That shows he means business.
Yeah. Darkseid, I mean, yeah.
So then, Darkseid, yeah. And then, did I say Apocalypse? Yeah. Because we're on Apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
So, and then he gets, like, he builds himself or finds, like, I don't know, it was like, I forget how they described it, but he has, like, a parademon. Yeah, make him, like, a new hand. It's kind of the hook hand, but different.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of surprised they did that in this film. I thought that was going to be more of an Aquaman.
Right. But that also, do you think that there's Mother Box technology in that?
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, everything is Mother Box.
Yeah. They go a little overboard.
Once they get to Apocalypse, every other word is Mother Box. They're like, yeah. Hey, did you do it in the Mother Box? And I was going to get you the Mother Box did it. The Mother Box.
Did you say Martha? No, I said Mother Box.
Yeah.
Did you guys at least like the ending, like the final battle sequence?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think this is the movie, the dark horse of DC. Everybody thought that Wonder Woman was so great. I thought it was okay, but I think this was a better film.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know about that, but I will say that I don't think they should have killed Darkseid already. Like, because...
Well, he's going to come back.
I know, but it's like, stop killing people. Like, you know, what you said, Captain Cold, Zod, stop killing people.
But... And it was Superman needs to stop killing people. That's for goddamn sure.
And Superman kills him. So it's just like, pretty much, you've made Batman and Superman murderers.
Yeah.
Is pretty much what you've done.
Well, Batman in the early comic book days did use guns and did take people out.
I know, but that's not the Batman Superman that everybody knows.
Like, anybody can argue that. Anybody can argue with Superman. I went on Facebook and I had a half an hour argument with a guy about him telling me that Superman, the movie, Man of Steel, was great, and that Superman went to extreme measures, and that's what you have to do. And I'm like, no, Superman doesn't kill. And he's like, yes, he did, blah, 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 blah. Here's some things, examples. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no.
No. Well,
he's the big blue Boy Scout guy.
Because Reeve technically killed some people in Superman 2. He took out Zod when he threw him under that...
When he threw him at the Coke sign?
Not necessarily. No.
The best promotional for Coke, and he's like...
Just a...
Coca-Cola.
In those Superman movies, you should only count the first one as being anything worthwhile for Superman.
Well, to me, I just do the Richard Donner cut. Because to me, that's awesome.
It makes part two even better.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Terrence Stamp and the rest of the gang are great in Superman 2. It's just he pulls off his ass and throws him.
The plastic ass.
What is that shit?
The cellophane
ass. Yeah, I'm so glad they didn't do anything like that in this movie, because that would just take you completely out.
Yeah.
Although there was one scene that was a little ridiculous.
More than the teabagging scene? Because that was pretty ridiculous.
I think you guys know which one I'm talking about. It revolves with the Flash. He seems to be their Joker of the group for some reason. Mm-hmm. Although Barry Allen didn't have a great sense of humor ever in the comics that I can remember. It was always Wally.
Wait, was it the one where he's like, when they're having an official team meeting and Batman's being super serious and Flash is like, oh, yeah, I know a way to like get everybody like on board. And he goes like, crotch shot. And he keeps like zipping around and like lightly punching Batman in the balls. Yeah, a lot of by the way, you never would think this. Justice League, a lot of ball jokes. I don't know if that was Whedon or what.
Punching in the nuts. Yeah. I don't know if it was like Whedon's statement on what was going to happen. Yeah. Like, you know,
being comfortable with balls.
The start for Gal Gadot to have to be exposed to such jokes.
Literally.
I will say this. They totally, I gotta say, like, they because they probably were working on Justice League before Wonder Woman and didn't realize the success of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But they kind of treated the Wonder Woman character like shit. Like, obviously dying, but, like, before that...
Underused.
She wins the drinking contest, but after that, like, they did that weird, like, possible love affair with Aquaman, but then it switched to Batman, and then it switched to, like...
Wait, trying to do a Black Widow type thing?
Like, they switched to Superman. Yeah.
I was like, why does she have to have romantic interests in all these people?
Which is really weird. I don't know why she would kiss Superman near the end when she's dying.
Yeah, that was all out of the blue.
Yeah.
So she's dying, and she, like, deeply, passionately French kisses Superman, which, up until this point, she's had no interest in whatsoever.
You don't even see anything like that.
No.
And you're like, wait, what about Lois? You know, everybody always forgets about Lois when it comes to Wonder Woman and Superman.
And she kisses him, and Superman's, like, totally into it, and she looks at him, and she's like, my man. I was like, why would you say my man? That defeats the purpose of, like...
I wonder what the regeneration, like, suit... Maybe if that's what kind of changed Superman. And, like, not only changed him physically, but it changed him mentally to where, like, maybe he's no longer with Lois or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe the Flashpoint already happened at that point.
Yeah.
And Barry changed it because he did go back...
Yeah.
Before that. So we see then Wonder Woman and him be intimate... And it's just very confusing.
I don't know.
We're going to have to explain this later.
Is that a good enough review, I guess?
I think we all get the gist of it. I mean, you know, we start out on a farm in Kansas. Darkseid's there. Batman appears. Then we realize that Batman's not there to fight Darkseid. Batman just is there to visit, you know, Superman's grave.
Lots of apocalypse stuff. Lots of ball jokes for some reason. Yeah.
Somehow, because he does this, like, scanning thing.
Mm-hmm. Cyborg
teabag with Flash.
Cyborg pretty much dead. They don't really say he's dead. Wonder Woman definitely dead.
Aquaman on board because of a drinking contest.
Yeah. And Aquaman gets the hook hand apocalypse style. And yeah.
Right, Steppenwolf is kind of
Steppenwolf is not the villain.
MacGuffin, basically.
Yeah. But, and then, of course, like we said, stay after for the Green Lantern review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that has been our big review for Justice League, guys.
Yeah, and we were very fortunate and very thankful to be invited to see that.
Yep. And
thank our connection, who works at Warner Brothers. We appreciate that.
We will not name names.
Not name names.
We are not communist sympathizers.
It's not what we do here.
Wait, what?
What?
So, thank you. Please rate, review, subscribe on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah. Spread the word.
Spread the word.
Yeah,
love us.
We're going to be doing more reviews as we get more invites to these things.
We'll see you at the movie theater, but more importantly, we'll see you at the comic shop.